This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for hanging out with me for a little bit today. I want to talk to you about my views on simplicity because I am a very simple girl, and I actually believe that health and fat loss are not complicated. I think we overcomplicate them, but I really believe they are fairly straightforward and simple. That doesn't mean they're easy. It's not easy at all to get healthy. It's not easy at all to burn fat, but it's not complicated. So I want to spend the next few minutes talking with you about what I see as the simple path to fat loss. We know a lot of very simple, basic, straightforward strategies. We just don't do them consistently. And then we get distracted by all the complicated stuff out there, all the tips and tricks and tactics that make companies and people billions of dollars every year trying to convince you that you need this big, complex, confusing strategy or approach. And then when we choose those complex strategies and approaches, right? We eventually bail on them, get frustrated with ourselves, and then spend time undoing the fact that in our frustration, we spent a few weeks with our head buried in ice cream and Doritos. Then we go back to searching. If we could, and we can, if we will, commit to keeping it simple and staying consistent with just one or two simple strategies at a time, we would see how uncomplicated health and fat loss can be, how it doesn't have to be overwhelming. I've said this before, and I think I'll keep saying it for the rest of my life or until it ceases to be true. We put a premium on novelty and complexity. We like things that are complicated. It makes us feel like we're doing something because some person smarter than us figured something out that we don't really understand. Whether that's the bigger book, the more complicated diet, that thing we don't know yet, the question we're still searching for answers about, or somebody who talks about a strategy or a supplement that we haven't tried yet. I get a lot of emails about these ketogenic supplements that are coming on the market more and more. And people will say, what do you think about taking exogenous ketones? And I'm like, it doesn't have to be that complicated or that expensive, right? But because it's novel, because it's new, because it's a little complicated, we put a premium on that. But I think that the most power is in those things that we dismiss as too basic, right? Too simple. That's where the power is. That's where the progress is. And maybe the best part, that's where the sustainability is, in simplicity, in a place where you aren't feeling overwhelmed or confused because it's just a few basic strategies that you decide to create as consistent habits. Ridiculously simple strategies made of ridiculously simple actions. Ridiculously simple strategies made of ridiculously simple actions. You know, like eat when you're hungry, don't eat when you're not hungry, and eat real food. Just those two strategies. If you applied them to your life 90% of the time, you can't tell me that you wouldn't see progress. Of course you would. And I really think our ego is a lot at play here because we don't necessarily want to hold ourselves accountable to consistency. We want to be able to give ourselves a reason to do what we feel like doing when we feel like doing it and dismiss the simplicity. And so we're drawn to complexity or to searching for answers instead of holding our feet to the fire and saying, no, I am not going to be drawn to these other things. I am committed to simplicity, right? It's not about knowing and doing 4,000 things. Guys, it's about knowing and doing four things 4,000 times. Let me tell you a really strange and seemingly unrelated story, okay? I am obsessed with pennies. Like, most people hate pennies. They think they're useless. They'd step over one on the ground. Really, any loose change, I am obsessed. Not only will I stop even when I'm crossing a busy street if I see a penny on the ground and pick it up, I will be super freaking excited about it. Like, it will make my day for sure. I get over the moon excited when I see a random penny on the pavement somewhere. And no matter where I am, I will stop to pick it up. And I was walking, this was months ago, maybe even a year ago. I was walking in some downtown area with my mom and I stopped to pick up a completely disgusting, filthy, dirty penny off the ground. And I was like, oh, a penny. And I was super pumped. And she was like, it's just a penny and it's dirty. Leave it there. And I just very simply said, look, either you value money or you don't, right? There's no money that's not worth it, that's too small. And for me, it's not even about the money. It's about training myself not only to value the smallest of things, but to get excited about them. Because when I was at my heaviest, I was constantly saying, and I hear this all the time from my clients. I mean, it was just this, I figured this one thing wouldn't matter. When I look at my clients' journals, I'll say to them, talk to me about how you justified that, whatever it was, Tootsie Roll, whatever. Well, I mean, it was just this one small thing. It wasn't really worth it. It wasn't really going to make a difference. And it is that mindset of dismissing things as too small to matter that's what screws us, that what keeps us stuck, that keeps us from reaching our potential and fulfilling our goals. Guys, the small stuff really, really matters, right? So it's not about the penny for me, but it's about celebrating and appreciating the little things and not dismissing anything, including a dirty penny, because it does matter. Whether that's leaving one French fry uneaten or not finishing that glass of wine or getting in one more rep after your workout is over. Is that rep going to matter? Is that French fry going to matter? It all matters. Does that one single thing move the needle? No, it doesn't. But the little things every single day, they have a massive cumulative effect, and I will prove it to you. Would you rather get, and I used this story at Ascend in Nashville with my clients, and I gave everybody a penny, and I said, would you rather get $100 a day, every day for 31 days, or get a penny on day one, and have your penny double every day for 31 days, right? Obviously, if you choose $100 a day, after 31 days, you'll have $3,100. If you double that penny every day for 31 days, after a week, yeah, you only have 64 cents. And after 2 weeks, you only have $81.92. And you're probably pretty jealous of the guy next to you who chose to get $100 a day, because after 2 weeks, he has $1,400 and you have $81.92. But after 3 weeks, when your buddy who took the $100 a day, he has $2,100, you have over $10,000. And you, who valued the little things and understood how they compound and build on themselves, on day 31, you have almost $11 million. Starting with a penny, 2 cents on day two, 4 cents on day three, right? You get how it goes. It is powerful. I don't think you're going to find somebody to double your penny every day, but this is applicable to the choices that we make. If we swing for the fences with these big, huge changes, oh, I'm going to go keto, I'm doing a 20-hour fasting window each day, or I'm going to do this 21-day detox, yeah, for a couple of weeks, things look good. Just like they look good for the person who chose $100 a day for the first couple of weeks. But when you don't sustain it, when you aren't building lifelong habits, when you aren't keeping it simple, you don't get as far as when you have these simple, sustainable strategies. In and of themselves, they don't look like much, but they are happening hundreds of times every single day, and they have a compounding effect. The discipline of consistency in simplicity is like my religion, right? The discipline of consistency in simplicity. Fat loss does not have to be complicated, right? but these little things that every single day, oh, this handful of such and such, it's small, it's not going to move the needle, or, oh, skipping the workout or skipping these reps, or, oh, it's not going to move the needle. Those choices are being made hundreds of times every single day, and their compounding effect is either moving you forward or moving you backward, period, the end, right? When we think about investing, right, because the penny is very much an investing example of compounding interest, basic investing principles, the simplest investing principles are start now, small is big over time, and be patient. Start now, small is big over time, and be patient, right? Invest in yourself. Invest in the person you want to be. Invest in these tiny penny action ways in the future you want to create every single day. Be looking for these pennies just like they're all around you on the street. And I'll fight you for it and I'll win. But they're all around you in your day. I find pennies, like literal pennies, everywhere I go. On the floor of the grocery store, in parking lots, when crossing streets, on sidewalks, in the gym, pennies, they're everywhere. People just drop them and they don't care. And the same thing is true of the choices around you that will have a compounding effect on improving or harming your health, your goals, your priorities, right? There's a book called The Slight Edge, which I highly recommend. But it looks at life as a construct of time, right? Time only moves in one direction. Time only moves in one direction. And so we're always moving further down the time continuum. And with the hundreds of choices we make every day, the hundreds of actions we take every day, we are either executing these simple disciplines or simple errors in judgment. The time continuum is continuing forward no matter what. And we think of these things, either the simple disciplines that we dismiss because they're not really big enough to matter, or the simple error in judgment that we dismiss because we think it's not big enough to matter. Guys, they freaking matter. Just like the penny has a compounding effect, so do either your simple disciplines or your simple errors in judgment. The thing to remember is that these things are so freaking easy to do. They're just as easy not to do, right? And that's often why we dismiss them, because they're so small. Look at the simple things. It really is about mastering the mundane and picking up the pennies. Not the literal pennies, those are mine, leave them there, I'll find them later. But the pennies in your choices, the pennies in your actions, the pennies in your workout, in your mindset, in what time you get up in the morning and cleaning up the kitchen. These simple little things that you don't think make a difference, they do. I love this quote that says, life is a curved construction, time is its builder, and choice is its master architect. Time is continuing. You architect your life with your choices, and those small ones, just like the penny, they matter a lot. They matter a lot. So what are your simple strategies? What are the one or two or few things that if you just did them consistently, day in and day out, would change your life, would change your health, would change your relationships or your career or your finances? Don't go after them all at once. Just keep in mind that there are pennies everywhere. Don't say they're too small to matter, because it's just not true. They matter. You matter. And you are either using these simple daily disciplines or these simple errors in judgment, and it makes all the difference. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222, or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222, or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.